Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please, give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet. And I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas. Talking with Mark with a Q.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark. And I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got 2 tickets to Paradise. And it's, you know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Gale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Laurie from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are 3 flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Mark the Q. I am your host, I've been having that intro has been out there for quite a few years now, and obviously there is one little section where you can hear our guest, who's been on here multiple times. I'm happy to say that this time around we got a new special out coming for her. It's coming out tomorrow on all these streaming platforms, on demand, Amazon, iTunes, wherever you get your streaming television, you'll be able to, on the computer, wherever, you're going to be able to get her special. It's absolutely hilarious. I was there live when she was recording this. One of my favorite guests of all time, Sean Pulaski, is on with us right now. How are you doing, Sean?
Oh, Mark, thank you for that fabulous introduction. It is always a pleasure to be on your show. And I just have to say, like, first and foremost, thank you for coming to the special and being there when we taped it live. It really meant a lot to me. Mark was like second row covering his face. You know, I just would look over at you and it made me really happy. So thank you for being there and thank you for having me on now.
Yeah, I mean, it was great to be able to be in a theater. I think I went to the second showing. It was sold out both times, which is just absolutely unbelievable when you think about it. Just in that theater itself, I mean, it was definitely a different kind of theater to be able to do something like this on. But, you know, just to have that many people and all the support, I mean, that must have really got you really kind of pumped up for the shows.
It sure did. You know, I mean, I was pretty emotional that night afterwards, you know, after the taping and just, you know, thanking everybody. But yeah, I mean, there were a lot of people that still wanted to come to the taping and there were angry queens that were turned away because we just didn't have enough seating. And I was so grateful for all the people that showed up, that took the time out, because sometimes longer than they're supposed to, but they, you know, we did 2 shows back to back and everybody was just really gung-ho that night. So yeah, it really fueled my fire.
And props to Courtney Cronin, who again, a guest on the show in the past, who is doing a lot of the production behind the scenes and producing the special. I mean, you know, she was obviously running around like a chicken with her head cut off pretty much during the time, trying to make sure everything was kind of going. But But it was great to be able to see
Courtney,
her, too.
Courtney was, Courtney, Courtney was my Obi-Wan Kenobi. Courtney ran the whole thing. I don't think if I had Courtney, if I did not have her that day, there's just no way I could have got everything done. I mean, there's so many, you know, I's to dot and T's to cross. And again, this was, you know, my first time. This was my first rodeo, taping a comedy special. And I've done TV and I've done film, but this was something, you know, that was produced and run and, you know, by me. And I had a great director and I had the support. But man, just Courtney came in and made sure everything ran smoothly that day. I owe a lot to her.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of supporting as well. I mean, you're opening comedian. You're obviously your piano player. You know, it was very, very kind of interesting to say the least in terms of it as well. And the crowds were nice and warmed up once you got on stage too. I think it was what she was only on there about maybe what 10 minutes before. Before you came out.
Jill Michelle Leon, she was great. Came out, got everybody, you know, got the energy up. And Jeff Scott, you know, I just want to say props to him. This guy, and if you don't know about Jeff Scott, who's part of my special, he's on stage with the piano. He's kind of like my Ed McMahon, my gay Ed McMahon, if I may. And Jeff is has been at the Comedy Store. He's a staple there. He's been at the Comedy Store, I want to say, for like 30, maybe 35 years or more. I'm sure. I think there are more, but he is. You know, he plays in the original room in the Comedy Store. He has seen, you name that name, he has seen them come and go, and he has played beside them. And to have him there beside me for my comedy special, that was a true dream. We love to work off one another. And when I'm in the Comedy Store, kind of in my element, in a smaller room, and it's dark, and, you know, anything goes with Jeff next to me.
Yeah, you know, whenever I'm in LA and go to comedy, I go to the store, and obviously, if you look close enough on the side of the wall, on the side of the building, you will see Sean's name on there. I do have a picture of that on my Instagram.
Wow, Mark, you're so impressive that you even know of all the thousands of names and where they are located on the wall. You knew where my name was, and that is so sweet of you. You win. I swear to God, if you ever need a bone marrow, I hope I'm a match, and that's a very painful procedure.
You know, I mean, it's great. I mean, I've been to the store quite a few times. I think the last time I went was my birthday this past year. I think it was. I was out there for my birthday, and actually, it wound up that Chappelle ended up doing a set, just going in on and doing a random set, which he does once in a while. So that was pretty fun. But The store is always nice to go to. I mean, a good friend of mine, Marissa, is, you know, kind of is, loves to goes to the Comedy Store. So, you know, we go there quite often. So it's great to be able to see so many great comedians all there as well. It's just kind of it's kind of fun to be able to hang out and all that as well. But I've yet to go to see you do a set over at the Comedy Store yet. So next time I'm in LA, I'm definitely gonna have to try.
Because the Comedy Store right now, Mark, is it's the place to be. And then it had this resurgence. It had this resurgence that it had from the 80s, and right now there are lines out the door, and there's like three shows a night in every room. There's three rooms. I mean, at any given time, there's probably 1,000 people sitting in the seats, and they change that over, you know, a couple of times during the night. And the people that are coming in there, the caliber of the lineup, it's a who's who, and you'll really enjoy it. You'll definitely see a change the next time you come, and I really hope that I'm there so I can introduce you to people and we can have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great because, I mean, the big thing is, too, the fact that a lot of those comedians now are podcasts, and they're very popular podcasts, and that ends up being a really cool marketing tool for a lot of these guys to be able to do. So just being able to hear quite a few of them, it's going to be interesting as well. So, yeah, hopefully, by the sounds of it, we'll probably be back in L.A. next spring because I've got – yes, John, I've got another documentary coming out next year.
That's so great. Congratulations.
Yeah, no problem. It won't be as long as the last one, though, I promise. It was great for you and Courtney to be able to be out there for my Muay Thai film out there. But this one won't be as as long, but it'll be a lot more interesting too, just because I've been working on it for the past year. It'll be a lot of fun. So I'll let you guys know.
Is it the same concept? Is it about Muay Thai or is it about something different?
It's actually about the growth of women's wrestling across the United States from high school and middle school
awesome.
All the way up to college. So yeah.
I love that.
So yeah, it'll be a cool concept. I mean, I've done so many interviews. I'm still trying to get most of it edited. I've got a couple more things to shoot. I'm going to be actually in Colorado Springs coming up in a couple weeks to shoot one more last shoot. They're doing a big, huge gala event that I'm going to be at. And then we'll have the finished product hopefully in November to send out the festival. And then we might be back at Artemis coming up next year. So I'll keep you in line, and I'll let everybody know.
Count me in, Mark. Count me in, baby. That's really exciting. You know, and I want to thank you for the way you really support females and women. And, I mean, I know females and women are the same thing, but for God's sakes, you know, it's just kind of in this day and age, and especially in someone in my field where comedy is a boys' club, and that you have stood behind me all these years. And, you know, you were always hoping as comedians that we can get to that point where we're at that edge and maybe it's the tipping point to after working 18 years or so in this business that, you know, that your career can escalate to a different level. And you've always just stood behind me and I really appreciate that.
Oh, you know, I mean, it's a little bit of a proud moment for me to be able to see you do so well. I mean, to be able to be and try and do a really great job in terms of your acting skills there, to be able to have your new special out coming up tomorrow. You know, just being able to see, you know, believe in someone so much that you get to see them succeed. There's a little bit of pride for me in that, you know, that's always been what I've always been about, just to be able to see somebody from you know, to be able to support people from I won't say nothing, but support them from early on and to see them succeed. It's just such a proud thing for me, and it's always something that I've always treasured in my life, and it's great to be able to support you know, women like yourself, to be able to you know, see some of these people that I've helped out over the years just be able to succeed. I'm absolutely proud and happy about that too. So, you know, it's great. It's just great to be able to see that as well. I see that nowadays where, you know, people that maybe not have known for, you know, didn't know who they were, just after a few years, you suddenly just see them do something spectacular. And it's like, you know, I was there at the beginning when very few people actually believe that they could reach new heights. So I'm, you know, I think on my end, I think I'm just as happy and proud and all that as well. And I'm just thankful that I get to meet people like you to be able to do that as well.
Mark,
so,
Mark,
know,
I'm going to name my firstborn Mark Picos. And I'm not even pregnant, but and even if it's a girl, it doesn't matter. Whatever you just said, I definitely got Vaclint, and I just put on my eye makeup because I have a release party tonight in West Hollywood for all the queens with the special. And I just, like, literally, I'm quite an emotional little roller coaster lately, and it just, you really pull on my heartstrings when you say something as nice as that. I do, you know, I feel like in this day and era when there's so much shit and crap going on in this world, and people are kind of down with everything, and the news is always crazy. And I think, you know, at this point, everybody really needs to laugh in this day and age. And for anybody who comes out to support me or to stand behind me and what I do and my comedy, it really does just makes me feel special. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah, I mean, actually, I do know quite a few Brazilian female fighters. I mean, you have to invite them to the show because you do talk a lot about your husband, who I believe is Brazilian, correct?
I sure do. I do love that Brazil. I'm going there in September for 2 weeks. My sister-in-law is getting married. And then my husband and I are taking a vacay where I will be the town perv, and I will just undress every Brazilian man with my eyes as they're coming out of the water or whatever. You're like, they should just remove me at customs right when I get there. And they'd be like, you're that weird American perv, and we got to get her out of here. So I'm very super excited to go back to Brazil. I just, if you've never been, I mean, I don't really think I have to sell people on this country, but it is fantastic. And the people, they're the nicest. They really have a zest for life, and they're passionate people. And it's contagious. You know, it makes you feel good when you're there. And I don't, you don't necessarily get that when you're living in a like Los Angeles. You don't really feel a lot of love. When you go outside to a place like Brazil where the people are that beautiful inside and out, it kind of changes your spirit.
Yeah, and just to meet some of the gals that I have met. I mean, the world champion right now in UFC is Amanda Nunes, who I've actually talked to quite a few times, and she's Brazilian. She happens also to be gay. And first of all, congratulations to Amanda, who just got engaged to her girlfriend. Just to see some of these girls, just from how hard of places that they've been into, and to build themselves up as fighters is absolutely amazing. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they get some of your comedy as well. So they're ever in town,
it's so
great. Your way.
Yeah, I know. I want to perform in Brazil, and there's very few places that you can do that in English because my Portuguese isn't good. So there's no way I would need a translator for what I'm saying and doing. So I just got to find the right place to get in there and talk, because I observe so much when I'm in Brazil. I see things that my husband never even noticed or saw, you know, just was like second nature to him. And I'm like, do you notice that Brazilians like to do A, B, and C? Do you notice they love to wait in the line? Do you know they love to make like the little heart symbol, even when they're losing in the World Cup, and the camera pans to the fans, and they're like, they make the little heart, you know, symbol because they love to love. And there's just so many things that I notice about the culture and the country, and I embrace it, but I also see humor and things, and I would hope that they would see that too.
I remember there's a video out there. There's been actually quite a few videos where you have these old Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioners that are out on the street and somebody tries to rob them. And then there's video of them, you know, basically submitting these guys and telling them not to do it again. Don't steal. Don't do it again. These, like, you know, 70, 80-year-old guys getting these, like, 20-year-olds in the submission holds. It's absolutely hilarious, to say the least. But, yeah, there is something about, you know, they have a very kind of, you know, one of those cultures where, you know, you have to, you know, you got to mind your P's and Q's. You know, they do have kind of a humility to them. You know, there's also a little bit of pride on there as well. But, you know, yeah, it's a very interesting culture. And just the Brazilians I've met, it's really great to be able to, you know, be able to see where they've come from, and, you know, how they act and all that as well. So it's great to be able to have some of them as friends as well. So, yeah, it's crazy. Are you heading towards Rio, or are you going to Sao Paulo? Kind of where in the country are you heading?
We are headed towards his hometown, which is in Minas Gerais, and that's about 2.5 hours outside of Sao Paulo. So it's not as big as Sao Paulo. I really don't know what city is. Sao Paulo is huge. And then we're going to be in Sao Paulo for one night, but we're going to Bahia, which I think is north. And don't quote me on that. I'm sorry, Brazil, if I'm screwing things up. And we're just, you know, when we go to Brazil, we always love to just take time to vacation somewhere different in Brazil that we have not been to. And that's like the only time a year I ever really, truly get a vacation. I mean, if you see me working on gay cruises in the Mediterranean, or you see me in Big Bear, or you just see me in these glorious places, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm there for vacation. I'm always there to work or do a job. So the only time I don't work is when I'm in Brazil. So that's my vacation time, and I just love to explore the country and see everything that they have to offer.
Yeah, speaking of work, I would be remiss not to mention that you're one of the producers right now on Funny You Should Ask, which is in syndication right now. I actually did catch a couple episodes when I was up late at night. It tends to be a little bit later night show, but you know, how's that gig going?
That gig was so much fun and great, and
right now we're in a hiatus. I don't know when we're coming back, if we're coming back. And, but, you know, we delivered about 250 great episodes, and it was such a good experience. You know, it's kind of like a Hollywood Squares, but with comedians, and it's a fun game show where two people compete with trivia, and we get to write the trivia, and then we get to write the one-liner joke that the named comedian says. So it looks like it's off the cuff, as if Hollywood Squares did. But really, you know, there was a team of 25 comics that were the bronze and brains behind all the comedy. And it was a lot of fun to work with people. You know, I got to work with people like Louis Anderson, who's a doll. And I got to work with Howie Mandel, who he's just such a good man and a true professional. And work with people like Sherry Shepherd from The View, who I started comedy with and, you know, have got to watch her over the time rise and just and stay grounded. She's a fantastic. Fantastic person inside and out, and working with Jack Gay, you know, she's funny, and it's just fun to work with nice people and professionals and see them deliver a joke that you worked hard writing and deliver it well.
I kind of have to laugh because I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the UFCs are numbered for the events, and I think the last one was the big one was 227. And so people were making a lot of Jack A jokes, and we're thinking that a lot of the millennials wouldn't get the jokes.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, it's just great to be able to see. I mean, just to see the comedians that you got to work with is absolutely great too. I mean, it's just a really kind of interesting time. I don't know does Louis still have residency? Do you know if Louis still has residency out here? I think he does. He did for quite a while. Or is he still out in L.A.?
I think he's out in L.A. He's taping Basket. So I would assume he's here, but I don't quote me on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, he may go back and forth. I mean, a lot of times they'll do shows in a certain amount of months and then kind of leave and do something. I think Fader does that when he'll do a set of shows here in Vegas, and then he'll leave on a tour. He'll take some time off. He'll do a tour across the United States and then be back in Vegas. So it might be that situation, though. Yeah. Because I know Louis was always a staple here for a while. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't surprise if this ends up being the case. But yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to, you know, like I said, see some of my great comedians come through this and take up residencies when they can. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's great. I mean, anything else going on with you right now besides the special? You know, any more acting gigs? I was really hoping that we may see you in front of the camera again.
Yeah, no, well, I'm working on that. Pilot season will be coming up soon. Right now it's a little slower because my main goal is just to kind of push for this special and for people to buy it, and you can get it August 21st. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on iTunes. You can pre-purchase it right now on iTunes, and you can get it on demand. So if you are a regular person who has regular normal cable and can afford that, and you haven't cut the cord, you can get it on DirecTV or Dish. And if you have Google Play, if Xbox is your thing, and you're a 14-year-old boy, I guess you can, or you're a 28-year-old grown man or a 40-year-old grown man with Xbox, you can get it. Anywhere you can purchase entertainment. It's on like Fandango. This special was distributed by Comedy Dynamics, which is, they're kind of a guru with comedy specials, and they just put it on like all these platforms. So basically wherever you can purchase entertainment, you can get this special. So if people say, I don't know how to find it, well, you can. Just, you know, go to a place you can purchase entertainment, and then you can find it. And so I've just been working with that in the meantime and just doing press. I'm really super excited. I get to do the Howard Stern wrap-up show on September 6th in New York. So it's fun to be able to get out and get my name out there, and that's just really what I've been focusing on. In the meantime, I'm just focusing on selling a book that I have written and just trying to keep moving. But auditioning, you know, that is something that – I mean, the whole hopes of crossover is to be on TV and film, and that's really my main love, is doing TV. So, you know, this is all because I want to get to that point, and hopefully that will escalate, you know, me and my visibility to people in the industry that maybe didn't know I existed before.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say about the special since I was there watching the taping, it's just, it is, it's one of those things where, you know, everybody will laugh, you know, at a certain point during the special, because there's something, you gave a little bit of everything in there, which is nice, because people can definitely relate to a lot of the stuff that you were talking about during the special as well. So if you go in with an open mind, don't think that it's just one thing, you know, not, you know, it's not just for the gay guys. It's not just for the women. There was a lot of stuff in the special that was really, really great in terms of, you know, you'll find something that you're going to really laugh at, you know. I mean, there was a couple of times when I was snickering definitely too, because you obviously noticed. But you know, I think it's great to be able to reach as many people as possible. So if you're going to get the special, you know, like I said, just keep an open mind. Don't worry, you know, go in there and enjoy it just as it is, and you guys will have a really fun time being able to watch it. So, so definitely check it out tomorrow as well. Anything else? I think that's it. I think we'll have to talk about it. When's the book coming out?
I'm not sure yet. It's just getting looked at by some publishers and people, and that's just something. That's, again, it's another process, you know, just – everyone's special, and it's so easy to do this and that. This is kind of a labor of love, and the projects that, you know, this is something that I wrote a couple years ago, and I got some heat, and then I had a couple of publishers and people looking at it, and then kind of people dropped the ball, and then you're back to square one. So I think with the special being out there, that there's going to definitely be some interest in, you know, you got to pick up and run with the ball. When there's one project, you got to be ready to deliver another. So that I'm excited for. I'm excited to see where the future is headed. And like I said, if you can't find anything about my special, just you can go to my website at hahachick, hahachick.com, and you can purchase my special from there. But again, so many platforms. Tomorrow, it becomes available everywhere, anywhere. If you live out of the country, you can buy it. And it's just so nice to, you know, people are already sending me their, I already pre-ordered, and they send me their receipts, and it's just, it's exciting. And like, you know, Mark, I appreciate it. You are correct. The way, you're the first person to kind of explain my special that way. You know, people are like, oh, she like a Kathy Griffin, or she like this. I cater to everybody. I cater to the military. I cater to the LGBTQ community. I cater to women. I cater to sci-fi nerds. I mean, there's so many, I can't have people who like music. It's there's something in there for everybody. And it's, you know, it's on the edge. It's not safe for a minute. So if you want to laugh at stuff that maybe people wouldn't have the balls to say, please check out my special.
Yeah, definitely check it out. And, you know, HaHa Chick and pretty much all the social media platforms as well, if you guys want to check it out as well. Yeah, let me know, Sean, when that book comes out. You know, obviously I'll be one of the first ones to ask for an interview, and hopefully we'll see you next spring with my movie coming out. So
yes, you will, Mark. Yes, you will. But I hope to see you before that,
yeah.
Sir.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. You know, always a pleasure, Sean. You know, we've always had some really great times in this podcast, and that'll continue. I mean, I've been doing this podcast for just about 10 years now. I'll be celebrating my 10th anniversary next month.
Wow,
yeah.
Congratulations.
And also, I should also say happy birthday, by the way, too. Belated happy birthday from last week as well. So, got to mention that.
Thank you. You know what? It 28 feels really good. So thanks, Mark.
you know, Sean, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll hopefully talk to you sooner rather than later. And best of luck to you. I know the special is going to do great, and I really look forward to seeing what the book has to offer. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Mark. Thank you, baby.
No problem. Thank you, Sean.
Bye, love.
Bye. Sean Pulaski, everybody. You guys, check her out at HaHa Chick on all social media platforms, hahachick.com. Her new special, Stretch It Out, is available on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever you can get the streaming, Xbox, wherever, Google Play. If you have a streaming source, you'll be able to get the special. And like I said, it's not just for the LGBTQ. It's not just for women. It's for everybody. Keep an open mind. Have some fun. Be able to listen to some of these jokes. It was great to be able to be there in person to be able to watch it. So please support Sean and all her causes as well. So make sure you guys check that out as well. And if you're up late at night, they still syndicate Funny You Should Ask. So if you happen to do a late night or whatever and turn on the TV, give it a watch. It's a lot of fun. Okay, everybody. Not sure what we're going to do next week. We've been kind of doing off and on for the last couple weeks. Just because of scheduling, because certain people said we can't do it. For Sean, she couldn't do it last week, obviously, because of her birthday. So not sure who's going to be on next week. So I do apologize sometimes when I don't have weeks, when I don't have people, just because I don't have anybody booked. So hopefully we'll have a show next week. If not, it'll be 2 weeks from today. We're going to try our train episode at some point, more than likely during my trip down to Colorado Springs. I'll be on a train between Denver and Omaha, Nebraska. So we're going to try to do our train show again then. So we got it rebooked. So I'll let you guys know. We'll try to get a guest on that night. If not, I'll have a recorded interview. But at least I will be live from a train. It's something, like I said, I want to do. I think I've done it third or fourth year I was on the network. I did a couple shows off a train. I want to do it again to kind of commemorate that. So guys, check out that as well. Check us out on you can check out the show on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, anywhere you can get your podcast, you can get Somewhere in Vegas as well, and check out some of our older stuff as well. We had Lana Starr on last week and a couple of Emmy nominated actors and actresses last week. So yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that you guys gotta need to catch up on as well. So make sure you just check that out. Like I said, we'll hopefully be back next week. If not, we'll be back in 2 weeks. 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, here on somewhere in Vegas as well. And you guys can check out the archives as well. With that in mind, we'll see you guys hopefully next week, maybe the week after. Okay. Talk to you later, and thank you for listening. See you next week, possibly.